right, next call when you here when you're ready.
Go ahead.
All right, this is Captain K from Austin, Texas, listening on live 365. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Hi, Art. Hi, gang. How's everything going?
Oh, fine. Captain K, how'd you come up with that one?
Long story. A couple of years ago, when I signed on to the internet for the first time, I entered a Beatles chat room, Beatles being my favorite rock group. And all the Beatles nicknames had been taken, so I wanted to find one which was very rarely known. So John Lennon happened to have a pseudonym, not quite well known, called Captain Kundalini. So that was the one I chose, and the rest is history.
Gotcha. Well, that's as good a reason as any. Glad to have you, Captain K. How did you find out even about Jim and Leah's?
Some folks over at Fantastic Forum. Everyone over there calls them CK in short. Less of a mouthful. Over.
Ah, yes. The Fantastic Forum. How's it going on the Fantastic Forum? I've not been up there in a bit.
Well, we ran into some rocky seas a couple of months ago, but we're still sailing pretty much smooth, over.
What were the rocky seas? I didn't... What went on?
Oh, just personality conflicts, that sort of thing. People jumping ship, you might say, over.
Oh, well, that always happens. I'll tell you, any club, any organization, anything like that always inevitably turns into some sort of political fight. You know, that always happens in any club I've ever... That's why I don't join clubs, because it's like human nature, over.
Yeah, I heard that. Something that has to do with something called ego, over.
That's always what it is. Well, it sure was a good website. I'll have to check back there and see how it's going. It was a really excellent website with, you know, a lot of free-flowing information, and a lot of the websites that have to do with talk radio and so forth are not very free-flowing. They're very controlled, shall we say.
Yeah, I copy that. It's still good. We seem to have ironed out the problems, all the moderators and everything like that, and it's sailing a lot more smoothly now. Over.
Well, good. Glad to hear it. I've even been in a lot of ham clubs, and boy, I'll tell you, it turns into cliques, and then pretty soon one clique is fighting another and all the rest of it. Any of the rest of you guys out there been part of clubs?
You mean little fiefdoms?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it there. You go to a ham meeting, and they got a treasurer and a secretary and everything, and, you know, it's like a proceeding of some sort.
Hear ye, the group is now in session. Does anyone have any special business to bring before us?
I'm like, good God, we're just a bunch of people playing radio. What's up with that?
Yeah, go ahead, Joanne.
Some time ago, before Prospero killed him, there was an online system called Blank Information Exchange that Blank Magazine started up old. And I was the moderator for the Omega groups on that thing. They called it the Omega Exchange, and that was from 1985 until a few years ago.
Well, I'll bet you there were those kind of problems in there. All these news groups that I've seen, they always start out with the best of intentions, and they usually start out pretty well, and then they kind of deteriorate. You get about two or three people in there that start writing nasty messages to each other, and before you know it, you got all kinds of fights going on. Over.
We actually didn't have very much of that on this. One time that was most gratifying, because the person was taking me on specifically and claiming that my advice that you should do your Omega program and buy the book was dead wrong. There were better ways. And he finally ended up providing a sample program. And of the 10 people who tried it on their machines, it crashed son, 9. He slunk away with his tail between his legs after about a month of interpretation towards me.
But see, that's exactly what I mean, though. That's the kind of thing that goes on in those things. So, that's not unusual, and I hope Fantastic Forum goes well. And now that you mention your name, Captain, I remember seeing your posts in there. Over.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that you've been reading my posts, at least, you know, from a personal point of view. I've been a listener since 1999. When you still had your show. Speaking of radio, there are a lot of people over at the Fantastic Forum who want the inside dose. They want to try and scoop the media by asking the question. Over.
The question?
The question. We've heard a rumor that you have signed on with another broadcasting company and will soon be coming back. Over.
Well, someone wrote me with that question, and I'll give you the same answer I gave them, that I don't comment on rumors. Over.
Understood. I guess we'll just have to hurry up and wait. Over.
Yeah, you could read into that what you want, but I wouldn't read much into it if I were you. You know, something like that is probably something that you can well imagine. If it were true, you would only know about it when it happened. Over.
That was my understanding as well. Now that I've asked the question, I'm sure I've put a few things hopefully to rest. Over.
Well, maybe... I don't know. Some things never rest, Captain. Over.
Understood. I copy that. Y'all have been sounding real good tonight. Thanks for answering my questions. I have been studying for the technical license in this book that I got last week, and still got some studying to go. Some of this stuff is over my head. Over.
Well, you know what? Maybe you better try. Did you hear that fella who was on from Alabama? And did you hear how he passed his test and where he did it online?
I caught the tail end of that. Over.
All right. Well, then let me pass it on to you. He went to a place called hamtestonline.com. That's hamtestonline.com. And he said he was able to study virtually the question pool, and from that, he aced the test 100%, just took it. Over.
Outstanding. I have to bring it up on my computer here and really nail that one. Over.
1495 for 2 years of access, it appears. I visited the site, and apparently it's written rather good.
So you need a credit card. Over.
Probably.
What was that, Ben? Was that Ben? No, Ben. Okay, well, I guess Ben has gone away. Goodbye, Ben. Who was that? Okay, I'm having a little hard time hearing you there, but something about online, something.
TrueIsIt.com has it.
Is it as good as Ham Test Online?
Yes, please.
So Ham Test Online says they have adaptive quizzing, so you are a little bit more sure to learn it. So our best thing that I saw was basically a question pool.
Well, I guess the question pool is the question pool, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily quiz you and concentrate on your weak areas that this other one claims they do. And maybe worse, it may not. Worked for this one fellow quite well.
Yeah, obviously. Okay. All right, very good.
Well, that's about it for me on this end. Over.
Hey, Captain, well, you sound good. Thanks very much for calling us.
I really appreciate all the help and the encouragement from you guys. 73 to everyone, and I'm keeping my eyes and ears on TV regarding the war myself. We're talking major sleep deprivation. Over.
Yeah, I know. Did you hear Wayne Greene last night?
Negative. I didn't catch that one. I had to go out and take care of some business. Over.
I understand. All right. Excellent. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay. Like I said, 73s, and have a good weekend, guys.
Yeah, good luck on the test, Captain KE3KR.